Blog Talk Radio.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Mendel Rivers to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner. The revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on reports from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he had been saving for just the right occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so goddamn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally screwed Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry Arm Women Liberationists and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, or Engelbert Humperdinck. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised. Will not be televised. Not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Driving down I-95 the other night, somebody nearly cut me right off the road. I decided it wasn't going to do any good to get mad, so I wrote a song about him instead, and it goes like this. Were you born an asshole, or did you work at it your whole life? Either way, it worked out fine, 'cause you're an asshole tonight. Yes, you're an A.
S-S-H-O-L-E.
And don't you try to blame it on me. You deserve all the credit. You're an asshole tonight. You're an asshole yesterday. You're an asshole tonight. And I've got a feeling you'll be an asshole the rest of your life. Talking to your mother, just the other night. I told her I thought you were an asshole. She said, yes, I think you're right. And all your friends are assholes, 'cause you've known them your whole life. And somebody told me you've got an asshole for a wife. Were you born an asshole, or did you work at it your whole life? Either way, it worked out fine, 'cause you're an asshole tonight. Oh boy, am I surrounded by assholes at times.
All right, hey, welcome to Crazy Nation Radio. We have breaking news tonight, and we have on-scene reporter Brown Beasley. Brown Beasley, tell me, what is going on at the scene right now on the All Facts Show being canceled?
That seems to be the story, Ron. We're reporting here from the ground. And can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we can hear you good.
All right, that's the report that we're getting from our sources. Around 7:30 Pacific Standard Time, it looks like the All Facts Show, All Facts Concept Crusher, has been canceled 404 by directive of Blog Talk Radio. We're waiting for more news and more information, but when we Google and try to get in touch with Michael Allfacts and the site itself, we receive a 404 message, which is usually the death blow, and it includes an IP band. So that's the report.
Is BTR stating any reason why it would be that way? Because the show was absolutely too far retarded to be aired
There are conflicting stories as to the cause, and we don't really want to report over the air the exact cause of the cancellation without it being verified. I can tell you this, there will be more news at 11 o'clock, at 11 o'clock news Pacific Standard Time, which would be 1 o'clock Central and 2 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. But, I repeat, breaking news, the Michael All Facts Show, All Facts Concept Crusher, has been canceled 404 as directive of Blog Talk Radio. And we're checking out for right now, but we just wanted to relay this information. It is verified and confirmed. If you were to click on the link of the All Facts Concept Crusher Show, it is receiving a 404 message. Once again, All Facts Show canceled. It's for real.
Well, that's great. I'm glad finally BTR is actually doing their job. That's great. I'm glad to hear that. But hey, you're on Crazy Nation Radio, but anything's possible here with us crazy people. That's the way we do things here on the show. I've been busy all day. I almost canceled out tonight. But no, wait, I'm kidding. It's my friends, man. They wouldn't be cool with that shit. But last night, BC was talking about I was digging for some content. Nah, maybe so, because it was a dry, boring fucking show last night. I should have been canceled. But no, I'm here tonight, and I'm with you guys, man, and we're going to hang out and do what we do. Of course, you know, my whole thing is, you know, we're going to talk religion. That's it. I'm changing it from politics to gospel.
Well, thank God.
Religion and spiritual. I got to do it.
Well, you just won't have the All Facts Show to lean on anymore.
No, I got to forgive him. I got to forgive him. Blessed to be, I got to forgive him. I got to forgive him because of just the things I do. And
Who are you forgiving, if I may ask?
All Facts.
No, All Facts got checkmated tonight.
What's up with that? What is the deal with that?
Well, I got a little thing up my craw and decided I would teach All Facts a lesson. So he's been checkmated If he wonders why his show stopped, it was because it was killed. If he wonders why he was able to schedule another one, and that one got killed, that's because I got it killed. And if he's wondering why the third time that he scheduled it, well, that was kind of the charm. The only reason that he wasn't 404 right in the very beginning was because he would not log out.
Uh-huh.
So even though he was removed from the system, 404, bitch slapped right out of the gate. It wasn't until he logged out and logged back in again that he found out that he no longer had an account. So, Michael, I know you're listening. You've been checkmated. If you want to play checkmate with real chess players, you ought to bone up and get a book. Now, I'm enjoying my... No, that's Brad's. I'm enjoying a meal. I'll tell you what. Chili's has stepped up their game.
Yeah, I think so.
You think so? Oh, I think so, too.
Was he given the message? Was he given the message?
Yeah.
Was he given the message?
Well, I think he got the message. Because I'm sure...
I think it was told to him, you know, if you can't play with the big dogs, you better stay on the porch.
Well, he got bitten tonight by... not really a big dog. He got bitten by a... do you want to call me a dog? That's fine. I just shit all over his parade. He got bitten because he's stupid. He's an empty head.
No, that ain't...
Little...
Jim, I said, if you can't play with the big dog, you stay on the porch.
I'll tell you what happened tonight. Empty Head Radio has become a full-fledged Blog Talk Radio host. That kind of happened right before his show got 404. If that gives you any hint at all.
Yeah, I got it.
Anyway, where is our friend... where is our friend Alfex? I know he's listening. He's got nothing else to do.
I don't know. I'm not looking at my chat room at the moment.
There's no TRS. Well, you wouldn't recognize him because Alfex concept, whatever, that's gone. So we'll see what he shows up as. But I
got three
guests to
Iggy Mom. That's all I got.
Well, go see if he's on there. I'm sure he's one of them. I'm sure he's got lots to say. Oh, Michael, checkmate.
Factual.
Learn to play chess. Yeah. You can't play chess with a checkers mentality.
Factually. Checkmate.
And when you stick your neck in.
Well, you know how they were able to go ahead and get it done? They did it with the technology. It's all about technology.
They did do it with the technology. Well, he doesn't say technology anymore. He says technology like as normal people do.
Yeah. Factually.
Factually.
Bye-bye.
Now, did you guys go back and listen to Alfax talk about you guys?
I caught a little bit of it. I wasn't all that concerned with it. I just figured it was time to teach him a lesson and let him know what it's like to play with the big boys. And if he ever wants to come to Philadelphia, I'm waiting for him. Oh, hold on a second. Are you still awake? Come here. Say hello to Ron. Hold on. Say hello to Ron.
Hi, Ron.
Hey, what's up, bud?
Did we check and make Mike Alfax?
I don't know.
What is Alfax?
A dumb.
He's stupid, yeah. He's a
book reader,
too.
It hurts for a word, hurts for a mouth of a child. That's sad. Jesus, what's the background noise all about?
You're too noisy. Now, I got to give him credit because eating your own boogers is smart.
Smart.
It's a great way to get
too.
Well, it's a good way to keep your immunity up.
How long was Gunsmoke on the air?
I don't know.
Long time, like 20-something years? How long has The Tonight Show been on? About 50 years?
The Tonight Show?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
What about Meet the Press?
Well, that's been on quite a while.
How long was the All Fat Show on for?
Not that long. Couple days. All right, Ron, have you checked your 111s to see what they are?
I have only just you and Beasley. That's it. Me.
Well, go see if one of them is All Facts. We want to hear from them.
No, you and Beasley. That's it. There's no more.
Oh, that's it.
That's it.
Well, it'll be lurking somewhere. If he's not, we'll do this again.
The funny thing
is,
he's going to spend the whole weekend trying to get in touch with Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, and I got news for him. There ain't anybody at Blog Talk Radio. They've gone home.
Hold on. That fucking Jew and that fucking Beasley. Hold on. You got to listen, man. Listen. They are the ones that do understand, man.
Do you remember the movie The Bronx Tale? Do you remember the movie The Bronx Tale?
Great movie.
And you remember the scene when Sonny beats up the bikers? And they're dragging themselves out, and he gets the lead biker, and he pulls him up his space up, and he says, "Look at me." He says, "Look at me." He says, "Know this. I did this to you. You come back, and I'm going to kill you. But I did this to you. You make sure you know that."
You know, and the funny thing is, Sonny was very polite with them when they entered the bar.
Yes.
You know? And he said, "You know something? You know, we're not serving any more drinks to you guys. We're going to ask you guys nicely to leave." And they just acted an ass. And then,
he gave them one drink and
right,
said,
even gave
them
a drink
leave.
For free, and they acted an ass. And then they locked the door and said, "Now you can't leave."
Right. That was a good movie.
Very good movie.
Well, I got antibiotics on the way. I know everybody's thrilled about that. And I did this.
I was safe. Still have
to
lungs, are you?
I did this with one hand behind my back.
All right, we got another block caller I'm gonna bring on. Little block caller, you're near.
Come on now. We know who you are.
Friday night, all lines are open.
Don't get shy now. Don't get shy now. Hello?
Hey, what's up? Welcome to the show.
Don't get shy now.
Hey, don't be scared. Go and talk, man. Just us here, nobody else.
No, it's Beasley in the green room with you, I guess.
No, Beasley. No, we're on live.
We're on live.
Background noise.
Oh.
But I just opened up another block call.
You know, Ron, when I was a real young guy,
uh-huh.
I screwed around with some real fast girls. Oh, never.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to tell this one. I'll regret saying this one. Yeah, but I'll regret saying this one.
That's all right.
No, I'm
when
not going to say this
man,
one.
I've had the Super Bowl. Sure, please, 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 Lord. That was a good song. Back to this. No, Black Caller, you're live on the air on Crazy Nation Radio. How's it going tonight? You have nothing to say?
I can think of another
usually
song.
Usually Black Caller's controllers, you know?
Yeah, they are, but usually a controller has something to say.
So when you get 404 after you've paid for it, do they refund your money or do they keep your money?
Now, they take your money.
No.
And if you fell past the billing date, they can hit you for 2 months. He hasn't been on for a month. You know, it kind of reminds me of a song. And the song, the chorus goes like this. Sha-na-na-na, sha-na-na-na, hey, goodbye.
No. No, that's all the tune you're looking for, man. Go on, take the money and run. Doot, doot, doot. The deer soars up in a chill and pop a stew. Yeah. Go on, take the money and run. But he's going to be paying for a three-hour show.
Three-hour show.
The weather started getting rough. His money was just lost.
Tiny ship was lost. For the courage of the fearless crew.
What's the song from The Wizard of Oz? We can sing the Ding Dong, the Bitch is Dead.
Which old bitch? Which old bitch? The wicked bitch. The jokes start to write themselves after a while. This is fertile territory.
Well, it's checkmate.
Checkmate.
I think I heard some idiot who only knows how to play checkers use the word checkmate. You don't use checkmate in checkers, do you?
No.
I don't think
it's like king me and crown me and double jumping and stuff like that.
But ding dong, the bitch is dead. Which old bitch? Oh, that old Altex bitch. Oh, well. And he's got nobody but himself to blame.
It's a bad year for Michael Browns.
You know what? KO'd right in the prime of life.
You know, I was going to cancel this show tonight just to listen to his show.
Oh, well, there might be an empty head radio show after this. We'll just leave it out there as pitch bait.
It's funny how fast word news like this spreads. Tommy Sotomayor knows.
What?
He commented on it. Tyrone Thompson knows. Monty Woodbury knows. All of the people that he's grown so close to and has been so kind to and developed such warm relationships with, they all know.
And it was done so easily.
It's
12
all about family love here on BTR. We're all one big family here on BTR.
It took about 12 minutes.
I remember about a month ago. I never reacted to it because I don't normally react to things. I let the bullshit like fall on my back and roll off like a duck does water. But he said, I ran Beasley off of BTR.
Oh, I think he got run off of BTR.
Well, at least he got his
show. Well, so did I, but I didn't win.
Right.
I'm only sorry that Starbucks isn't open. I'd celebrate with a nice cup of coffee.
I caught the Jew and the one.
Oh, I bought one of those. Starbucks sells a special mug in December for $30. And you can get unlimited beverages at Starbucks for the entire month of January.
How much does the cup cost? $40?
$30.
Oh, okay. That's funny. I knew it was. Yeah, but if you sit there and you're drinking frappe, latte, mochaccinos, you can get your money's worth in one day.
All about one day, but a couple of days, I would think. Yeah. Yeah, you can get espresso
shots. You look like a meth addict. You look like a fucking meth addict. Think about it, guys.
That shit's stronger than meth. I know grown people that go to Starbucks and will have a drink with four or five espresso shots in it.
Yeah, you can do that with this cup. And they sell out of these things, too. As soon as I saw it, I grabbed one.
I like strong coffee, though, but I don't go to Starbucks too often. I make my coffee at home.
Yeah, I do as well, but $3 is good. I'm out here with a pipeline.
What's that? I'm trying to spend the money.
Yeah, I can imagine that. Well, you shit in the woods. Yeah, probably save on toilet paper that way.
Yeah, pretty much.
So are you telling me you got nobody, I know where Kat is. So it seems that Olfax messed with elder trolls. You know what happens when that happens?
It doesn't work out
long run.
Yeah. Yeah, Obama.
What he didn't know is that we cultivated someone and we got them hired. We encouraged them to go apply for a job at Blog Talk Radio. And it took a little while, but they were eventually hired. Then we have an insider there. So all you have to do is break the terms of service. And this person will bring the violation into the proper channels. Because other than that, Blog Talk doesn't give a shit. We all know that. But it was very easy to do, because if you look on the Blog Talk Radio site, they let you know that they are hiring. They're hiring in IT, technology, actually.
Well, now that he's 404, maybe he can get a job at Blog Talk.
Well, I would recommend that he get hired.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not exactly Alan Levy, but I definitely know how the channels, how protocol operates.
How many of the terms of service do you think he broke tonight?
Well, I'm not sure.
I think it was more than a few.
He broke the right one.
Big enough to fill a bread box.
Big enough, smaller than an elephant.
Oh, yes. And certainly bigger than his head.
And he has a big, empty head.
It is a very empty head for being so large. You are correct about that.
Whoa.
And I'm sure it'll get discussed later tonight after Ron gives up the ghost on Empty Head Radio.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
Somewhere
maybe a nice,
over the
maybe
rainbow.
A nice 2-hour show on Empty Head Radio tonight for our friend.
What are you going to title the show?
Old Lang Syne? I don't know. C'est la vie? The wicked bitch is dead?
Well, you know, this doesn't stop him from calling into shows.
No, 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 no. And we don't want to encourage him to not do that. We like that.
No.
We want to hear from him.
Stick around.
We don't want him to go, look, we don't want him to go away and kill himself. We want him to stick around. We like him. He just needed a little slap tonight, that's all.
Just a little slap.
A little technology checkmate.
And have the inmates running the asylum.
Well, I'll tell you, when you're so egregious, I don't know if he can say that, but he's learned a few words. He's learned not to say, he doesn't say irregardless anymore, does he?
But he still says brung. I can't get him off of brung. Brung is stuck on him just like the stupid is.
No, I gotta go. Can't wait to get back to the house and take the 3 antibiotics I've got left.
All right.
I got my friend as a doctor to call me in the script.
That's cool.
Sorry.
They've got antibiotics. They got some really strong ones that they can prescribe for you. They're not cheap, but instead of having to go through like a whole week regimen, you don't ever have a drink, so.
No, I don't think it's necessary. I got Keflex or Cephalexin will work just fine. I looked it up. Besides, I got an ex-girlfriend that's a pharmacist. I'm not short on advice. Now we could talk about the daughters or the sons. What did you say earlier? You think he maybe made up that he has sons at all?
Well, why not? It's the internet. Shit.
Huh? You know, Jermaine did it.
It wouldn't be the first time someone made up some fictional life on the internet.
A fictional life on the internet?
Yeah.
An entire fictional life. The only thing that Jermaine didn't make up was his name.
Well, how many people come on the internet and say, my life's shit, everything's fucked up, I've done a lot of foul, fucked up things in my life, and it's just miserable. Everything's screwed up for me. I mean, there may be a few people that do that, but more than often than not, you have people that about how grand their life is, spectacular they are.
That's true.
Actually.
Yeah.
Well, can you at least let Alfax co-host on your show? That's the least you can do.
I'll let him co-host, but I won't let him have the board.
No, don't let him have the board. That could be dangerous. He'll be deleting your shows.
No, well, you know what? Maybe he didn't delete Tyrone's shows on purpose because he's managed to delete his own shows. He does a show and he deletes it. He did a show last night. He deleted that one.
Well, he deleted his whole account.
Well, his whole account got deleted tonight, but he deleted the shows. I went looking for the show he did last night. I wanted to listen to it. I heard he had something to say about my boy, but it was gone.
It's gone forever and ever and ever.
Well, not forever and ever. Alfax is like a good case of herpes. He'll pop up.
Ah, that makes me think about something.
Herpes?
No.
I wonder if those and all those recordings you put up on the board, they're all gone too, aren't they?
I'm not sure. I'm wondering if his original show has been... No, his original show is still around. Oh, no, let me see here.
Oh, well, find the URL to that, and I'll see if I can't get that removed as well.
Well, there were no shows up there. It was just there.
See? He's a serial show killer.
You know what it kind of reminds me of? Howard Hughes used to go to this hotel in Las Vegas, and he would go there in dirty clothes, and he would like bum cigarettes and do all kinds of stuff. He acted like a vagrant. And one day the security guards, they kind of roughed him up and threw him off the premises. They just treated him real bad. So you know what Howard Hughes did? The very next day he bought the hotel and fired all those people.
See, I like that. That's style. That's sort of a major way of looking at what happened tonight.
Yeah, well, that's what Howard...
I bought something, and I got all facts fired.
Yeah, well...
But deservedly so. I mean, he wasn't shit-canned for no reason.
Now, even with our inside contact, the person that we placed... Not really a mole, but an employee of Blog Talk Radio. Even placing this person in position to hear our grievances, had he not broken the rules, we would have had no leg to stand on, no grounding. But some people are their own worst enemies.
Well, it would have been a lot more difficult. It would have taken more than 12 minutes, maybe 13 or 14.
You know, going back to the Bronx Tale, what was the name of the guy, the fat guy that was just unlucky as hell, the one they used to put in the bathroom?
Oh, Mooks or Mook.
You remember? Yeah, you remember the guy they brought to the racetrack and they all bet on this horse and the horse was like leading by about 9 lengths. And as soon as the unlucky guy started saying, come on, princess, come on, let's run in, princess.
They all threw
their tickets away, and the horse fucking fell off and finished dead last. Some people are just unlucky like that.
Yeah.
You know, we need to...
Die.
I,
I need to watch the movie. I need to watch the movie again.
If you got on screen, I'll take it. If you don't, I'm okay.
I need to watch the movie again.
That's right. Thanks.
And find out the name of the guy. Find out the name of the guy, and I'm just going to start calling all facts by that name. In fact, I'm going to use my resource here at the internet.
I have that movie. I think it's 12:30. Brad wants to go home.
Hey, Brad.
All right. Brad works for a living.
Yeah, not Buck.
Am I ready? Yeah, I'm ready. We can walk out and it'll get a lot quieter. All right.
I'm beat.
It's a $15 dinner. It was nice and cheap and it was good. I wasn't including tip. All right. The chilies and fajitas at Chili's have gotten very good. Yeah, I told you it's a good deal. Well, there's lots to rejoice at tonight. Good night. Lots to rejoice at. We'll go to the bathroom. Come on, go with it. I can't wait to hear the fallout. How long do you think it'll take?
I don't know. Maybe he just did the world a favor and his imaginary kids a favor. Maybe he took the easy way out.
I think his kids are imaginary. All right. I think he's making shit up. But I'll tell you, that 404 came down like a wrecking ball.
Like a wrecking
Miley,
ball.
And Miley Cyrus wasn't sitting on top of it.
I feel like getting up and twerking.
I watched an interview today with the guy who created World Star Hip Hop or World Star, what is it? You know what I'm talking about, World Star whatever it is, World Star Hip Hop. That was good, bud. Come on. God, that's loud. Everybody hear me now?
Yeah, I'm watching the scene at the racetrack.
Oh. I watched an interview with the guy who invented World Star Hip Hop. You got room to get in. Go ahead.
They started ripping up the tickets around the turn, around the far turn.
Yeah.
Before they even went at the home stretch.
That's right. What was the guy's name?
I think his name was Eddie Mush.
That's right.
I'm not sure.
That's it. Mush. Because everything he bets on turns to mush. Oh, man. Well, Michael, you know, listen, maybe we should have a requiem for All Facts Concept Crusher. Because everything he touches turns to mush.
God damn it, I'm still trying to find it. I'm trying to know for sure. Yeah, the guy.
No, it's mush. I think it was Eddie Mush.
Eddie Mush. Oh, gosh. I didn't even have to watch the whole movie. You got to love the internet.
Oh, yeah. I have no doubt. Because the scene where they put him in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And then who's the other guy?
Oh God.
I need to take those antibiotics.
Oh, boy. His name is Eddie Mush.
Eddie Mush.
Bad luck,
Eddie
Mush.
Oh, that's all right. I got a name for Smith Fix.
Huh?
You know what his new name is?
Colonel
no, no,
Sanders.
No. His new name
Colonel
is
Colonel Sanders.
No. Smith Fix's new name is Walter. And it's from the character in The Big Lebowski.
Remember Walter, the one who was converted to Judaism, carried a gun, shot everybody, screamed and yelled, and that's Smith Fix. It occurred to me today that that's him right out of the movie. He's Walter. And well, our all facts is, well, he's no more for now, but he'll be back. Like a good case of herpes, he'll pop up.
Like a good case of herpes. Well.
And how many times can you say, check a mate?
Well, you know, just because he had a dishonorable discharge.
Hold on. Take your hat off.
He did serve in the military.
He did serve in the military.
And irregardless.
Irregardless, yes.
To him making sexual advances to a superior male officer, he was still.
Is that what he did?
That's what he did. We got the DD-214s. Rest in peace, All Fat Show. I'm getting misty.
Who died?
Who died? All Facts.
I heard him on here last night. I hung up. Yeah, I killed him.
You heard what?
Well,
I heard
kind
him
of
talking
sort of
on the show last night.
Well, he has no more show of his own. It was dispatched tonight.
Yeah.
He's not able to log in. That's for sure. He'll be back to something else. We're not sure what,
right,
but he'll be back.
Yeah, he cannot log in. Technology.
Technology,
yeah.
The technology got him.
Technology, yeah.
Well, actually, that's not entirely the case. He was checkmated tonight.
Tonight?
Oh, hours ago.
Hours ago.
Damn, I missed it.
You did miss it, yeah. Well, he had a lovely show running. The show was taken off the air, but then he did another show, and that show was taken off the air, and then he did another show, and I think that was the three strikes rule.
Oh, well. Guess
yeah.
He didn't have it back.
It took about 12 minutes, and that's all the time spent. About 12 minutes.
Huh.
And that was the end. Didn't I hear him call you boo the other night? I'll tell you, he really likes you. But he has no more show.
Because you go to talk show.
I think they'd welcome him over at talk show.
Yeah, talkshow.com. Talk show live.
I'm going to drink the cough syrup right here in the pharmacy.
There you go.
I'll tell you what. Good thing I know a couple doctors. I can get my scripts written at 11 o'clock at night. Get beat that.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I guess they got 24-hour pharmacies. Someplace.
Yeah, he didn't call it into a 24-hour pharmacy, but that's all right.
Somewhere over the rainbow.
Talk show is free.
All fact show.
Yeah, he didn't call it into a 24-hour pharmacy, but I'll pick up the balance of it tomorrow.
What goes up?
must come down. Spinning wheel, spinning round. Talk a lot of shit on your radio show. Ride the painted pony, watch your radio show go. Dun, 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 dun.
Well, one thing's for sure. One thing's for sure, I ain't got to worry about you canceling my Blog Talk Radio show.
It's tough when you don't have one. Okay. Cold and flu. Which one should I get?
What's up, pussycat? Meow, meow, meow.
I just need cough medicine. Let's see what's on sale. What's this thing they got with all these pharmacies? Buy one, get one.
That's the BOGO.
No, it's how drug dealers compete with each other.
I wonder if I should get this Delsim stuff. 12-hour. How does that work?
Takes about 12 hours.
All right, Ron, do your show. We're running out of material. We got to wait for the empty head.
I'm not running out of material. I'm just taking a break. This shit, the jokes start writing themselves.
The more I talk, the more I want to cough. So go ahead. You can you
kind of,
pick
I'm
up the slack for
piece.
Me.
I just keep thinking of songs. It kind of reminds me of music.
Sound of Music.
Sha-na-na-na. Na 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 na, hey, 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 goodbye.
Well, that's it. I don't want to get these halls, whatever, because I bet you they're full of sugar.
Well, it's a good thing that we're not the type to gloat and rub things in people's nose.
No,
rub
never.
People's nose and things. You know. That is so tacky.
I know what you mean.
That is such a tacky and distasteful, classless thing to do. I would never in my life do anything quite like that.
No.
You know, I played a lot of sports when I was a kid. And, you know, what they taught us was to win with humility and to lose with pride.
I've heard that.
You got that all facts? Lose with pride. Keep your chin up.
What would that sound like?
Losing with pride?
Yeah. Well,